Here's Morty.
Okay, I'm an olive. Last of the page.
Okay.
25A.
25A. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, when you come to Mizbeach, so you put the Bikurim next to Mizbeach. So he has a question about Mechusrei Zman, which means the Zman for Havas Bikurim is, as we've mentioned in the past, Shruas. If you brought it before Shruas, they wouldn't accept it from you. And the question is, if you put it down next to the Mizbeach before Shruas, and then, you know, come back after Shruas, is that okay? Is the Hanoch, the Maisa Hanocha, or is it being there? Right? It's like a Dakistika Shaila over here. Amaratanya, Hadotetem Roshchaz of Natalon. This Sofik is only if you, what, took it out from, you put it down before Shruas, then you picked it up and brought it out, and then, right, and then they weren't there at the time that it was supposed to be there. In other words, you had done a hanocha before the Zman, that's when we have the Shaila. Aval, im bimkaimon, kehanichon hein. But if they were left there, then it would be 100% okay. In other words, it was pasha to him that if I left the basket there, that that would be fine. The whole Shaila was, if I put it down beforehand, the fact that I did the Ma'isa Hanocha before this Zman, is that Ma'akev or not? Or since I did the Hanocha, is good enough. You must not push it to Shaila. If you're in a boy, you need some Belaila. What happens if you put it down at night? So the rule with Avoida Belaila, we know from the carbon Elas HaTamid, that what do? We put the Ivarim. I mean, this is like, you know, I think of this also by Din Torah. So you ain't done beyond, and done beyond, you're all Din Torah, but are by day. But if you want to do the Gemara Din, you can do it at night. The same thing is true with Karbonis. The Maaser Karbonis has to be during the day. But, you know, the Ivarim, the Hector Ivarim, the Chalavim, that can happen all the way into the nighttime, right? So the question is, what happens if you put down, we know that the Havah has to be by day, has to be by day. But what happens if I did the Hanocha in front of the Mizbeach? Is that like the Seif? Is it like the Seif Avoida? And therefore it would be kosher? Or is it like Tilas Avoida, in which case it would not be kosher? Again, the Gemara is not pushing.
Similar questions.
Not pushing the
Shaila. Similar question? I mean, is it the Hanocha or is it just being there? If the Hanocha is...
I don't know.
It's not ma'akev, then it doesn't matter when you put it down. It has to be there at the right time.
Yeah, but, okay. But there you at least put it down. You did a ma'isah hanocha, and it's mine, and it's mine. But here you're putting it down. I don't know. I don't know if it's tali zebuzah. It doesn't say anywhere, intim saloimer, you know, usually if it's tali zebuzah. Whatever, you know, it's not, none of these questions are answered. You're obviously going to have to go l'chomra, obviously. Okay. Menichah becomes Jeremis Maravis, and Tanya, it says in the Brisa, you put it in the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, we learn this out from the Pasha of Milcha. It says, So it says in the Pasuk over there, Hakrev atah b'nei Aaron l'fnei Hashem, l'fnei HaMizbeach. So there's two statements, l'fnei Hashem, which side of the Mizbeach is l'fnei Hashem? That's the west side. Because that's where, you know, when you enter the Heichal. L'fnei Hashem Yochav Amayrev. Maybe it means in the west. Tam Lomer L'fnei HaMizbeach. And the Mizbeach faced north-south with the ramp facing the south. He walked up the ramp to the Mizbeach from the south side. So P'nei HaMizbeach is the south side. So, okay, so we have this contradiction in the Pasuk. L'fnei Hashem sounds west, P'nei HaMizbeach sounds south. What is it? Okay, it's not right. L'fnei HaMizbeach, L'chumdam, Tam Lem, L'fnei Hashem. Okay, it's not. How do you make both sukim? Magish and Alkem Dremis Maravis. So put it by the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. That way you make both sukim. Manikim Dremis Makarim. That way you make both sukim. That's how the Gemara learns out from this theory on the Pesukim. In other words, just like by Mincha, that's the din. This is the Pesuk by Karban Mincha. So, so too, we extend it to...
How long do you leave it there?
No, no, there's no share. You can pick it up right away.
So there's no, it's just a procedural concept. There is that cluster. You put it down for a second.
Yep.
Pick it up.
That's it.
Are you supposed to put it down so you're not holding on to it?
Yeah, you let go. You absolutely let go of it. What?
You're not supposed to be
mishtach of it? It's something separate. Yeah, you, afterwards,
so saying, right,
you put it down and then you do a shtach
amal. So I'm saying that you can't pick it up immediately. You have to first do...
You're not picking it up. The kohen's going to pick it up. You're not going to be... You're done.
Oh, you're done? That's
yeah, it. You're done.
The
kohen
picks it up.
Think so. Am I wrong about that?
Did I get it wrong? How can you spell bring it?
That's why everybody keeps asking that question. I mean, I think Morty asked that question in the beginning of the Masechta. What was the answer to the question, Morty?
He didn't answer it.
Did you look into it further after you asked it? Huh?
Yeah, he said.
No,
I
didn't.
The footnote now, I just saw it.
Actually, the Pasuk, you're right. I may be saying this. I may not be correct. The pasuk in the parsha of Bikurim, it says Lokach haKohen hatena miyadecha v'hinicho lifnei mizbach Hashem Elokecha. So that v'hinicho we said meant
the hanafa.
Then we had the Nisam Yamata, the whole parsha. At the end of the pasuk, it says v'hinachto lifnei Hashem Elokecha v'yishtachavis lifnei Hashem Elokecha. Now it's funny because we need hanafa. According to the Tanakhama that doesn't hold from the hanafa, we mentioned that the reason why the psukim are repeated is because it's shana alayim hakasav la'akev to say the hanafa of them is back as ma'akev according to Tanakhama, which means that the pasuk that the Gemara is really focused on to compare to Mincha is the real comparison to Mincha really is that first pasuk. V'hinicho lifnei mizbach Hashem Elokecha, where you have the pnei, you know? Where do you see anything about the mizbeach? Okay, lifnei mizbach, right, so there's lifnei Hashem, and it's lifnei mizbach Hashem. Oh, you could still say it, okay. So we have both expressions in the parasha of Bikurim, of lifnei mizbach and lifnei Hashem, so that's the comparison. Okay, Viking, fine. I don't have the answer to the question. As far as it doesn't say anywhere that there's any objection to them going in there. Apparently it's allowed.
You said it in the footnote.
Which footnote are you reading?
10 in the Hebrew.
I got the Hebrew today.
10.
Malba Matayan. Matsinu kan davarkinashul insu makamachar. So he saw you kal his karif. Kol kach al hahechol. Shekasha nigashul han echus vikrov oivar as hakevesh. This is a chinish. The Malbim says this is takya chinish. That we never find them getting this close. Okay. Whatever it is. It's a question. And there is no answer to your question. The answer is it's a question. It's a chinish. Okay.
Where did you just read from?
Well, I read from the Hebrew edition, footnote 10. It's, I'm sure you probably have it in the English as well somewhere, where it quotes the Malbim. So if you want to see the Malbim, you can look.
Malbim on what? On the
Pesukim
in the...
Devarim Kaf Vav Dalet is where you'll find the Malbim. So I'm sure you have a Malbim at home. You could look at it. And if you don't have it, we have a whole set out here in the hall. Okay. So they're masakin what that they should read for those who don't know. Tani en anoya elami piacher. The Gemara really says that besides what the Mishnah seems to indicate was an involvement of reading for somebody else because we didn't want to embarrass those who didn't know how to read. The truth of the matter is that the word va'anisa v'amarta in the language, anisa means you will are responding to what someone else has said to you. So that the Gemara really is saying that it's really built into the pasuk that this is the right way. There's a mockery. That you'll say the word, you'll say the word, and so on. V'loyoyd el shosom kol mikra, v'anisa ra marta. Okay? That's basically what the Gemara is saying over here. Okay, I don't know exactly what the point is. I mean, if it wouldn't have, it sure sounds like that if everybody would know how to read Hebrew, that they would never have made this takana. But here the Gemara somehow, I don't know whether it means that the way it worked out was with the kavanah of the pasuk originally. I don't know. I couldn't figure that out.
It would just be a hint.
It's a hint? Is that what it is?
12, look at 12.
He says, "Ain't a rock mehatam shalol avayish." I know, but it doesn't sound like that was the takana originally. You can't tell me originally before it was a new thing. So originally, before they made this takana, they didn't do it right. Very hard to say that.
Well, no, but look at footnote 14. To avoid the embarrassment of the illiterate people.
I understand that, but that it sounds like that they were mistaking that afterwards.
Not from the,
but it wasn't the way it was originally. But it's a smichas. Anyway, the bottom line is it's smichas pasuk. I would venture a guess that the pasuk was going out of its way to make sure nobody would be embarrassed. Okay, Bil kosas shel kesef shel zav. It says that they brought their baskets of silver and gold. Rav Yonah boy, ma'ala aviyim bim tamchuyin shel kesef. So the he's asking, what is the deal here? How makbid is the Torah on this tena word? You know, does it have to be a basket? How about if I have a plate? Can I bring a plate or a pot or, you know, some other kind of a vessel? You know, what's the rule? So the Gemara answers. The Gemara says, Sheozu Lanishata, correct. So now, it says over here, a story here, Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiyah. So they needed a meturgamon to be metargam. I'm not sure whether this is a pasuk or whether this is something they were saying. Chad matzer mona. One of them, when he said the word tene, he heard the metargam say kli, which is instead of saying basket, he was saying vessel, and he told him, no, you didn't say the Targum right. Go back and say it right. Say it with the word, you know, saw, right? And Chad Matzer and Patirinim Yarkonim. One, his Targum, says, Amatzer Sumorim Yachlu, so he, instead of saying Morim, he said Yarkonim, which means vegetables. So he made him go back. He said, no, don't say vegetables, say bitter herbs, you know, Morim. Okay, so this is two people, Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiyah. We have two stories, but we don't know who was attached to which story, right? So we've got one story with Tena and one story with Mor. So since we see Rabbi Yonah asked this question, that was Rabbi Yonah who asked this previous question that we just said about what's the din about Tamchoi, right? So since Rabbi Yonah was asking Mahu Lavim B'Tamchuyin Shal Kesef, he's the one that asked the Shiloh about whether you could do it with a plate. So on Amid Beis, Chavheim Amid Beis, Chavei. So you see from this story, who's on Amachzer Mono? Right? That Rabbi Yonah is the one who said Tena, it can't be translated as Kli. Yomar Salah, you should say, Sal, you should say that it is a basket, right? So that's the Gemara's answer. Because in other words, if it was okay to translate basket as keli, then it would be pasha that you could use a tamchoi. Since he had a shiloh, whether you could use a tamchoi, you see that he was machbid on the word tena. The Rambam, I mentioned this yesterday already, the Rambam says beferish that the kli matzis is okay. So it seems that the Rambam holds that you don't have to have a tenet. Reb Pinchas Machzer Patimin B'nei Sarin. The Yomar Tarim B'nei Sarin. He heard someone bring a targum B'nei Bakar Patumim that they were fat animals from the Pasuk of Parim B'nei Bakar. And he said, no, say Tarim B'nei Tarin. Don't say Patimim B'nei Tarin. He was mocked, but the targum that they were mocked because it didn't sound like it, the targum was correct. I don't know exactly what the point of the story is. I'm not sure. Another example where someone didn't say it with the right nusach. Okay, fine. Next, so it says we're going to have now a din of Iter, Bikurim, and Tosefes Bikurim. We're going to see now there's two in Yonim. There's three things. There's Bikurim, Tosefes Bikurim, and Iter Bikurim. Okay, we're going to talk about that now. So first in Machlokes, we're going to have Rav Shimon ben Nanas and Rav Akiva having Machlokes Tanoim. Can I use anything besides the Shivas Minim? So Rav Shimon ben Nanas, I'm in my Atrinus, I'm Bikurim. Let's be Shivas Minim. If you want to surround the Bikurim with like an adornment, you could use other types of fruit. You could use oranges and apples or whatever, right? And Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ema Achinas Bikurim Elabit Peres Meshiva Samin. No, you have to use Shiva Saminim. You can't put on other species on the in the basket. Rabbi Shimon Omer, now we're going to have some other dinim over here. Sholosh minis bikurim. There's three types of bikurim. Habikurim, those are the bikurim themselves, which you did while it was still attached to the tree. Tosefes bikurim. The way the Vilna Gaon translates Tosefes bikurim is, he says, if I went ahead and I designated bikurim on the tree, picked it off the tree, and it didn't add up to 60, 1/60th, which is the shear, and I want to be moistif on what I selected so that I have 1/60th, that's called Tosefes Bikurim. I like that translation. It's the clearest translation that I saw. If you don't hold like the Gra, then you're simply saying, I decided that besides what I took off, I want to add more to it. Willy-nilly, I just want to voluntarily add, which is, that's a simple shot. The Iter Bikurim, and then there's the adornment. So, Here's the difference. Tosefes Bikurim min b'mino. If you want to add to the Bikurim, you have to add to the same min. So you had, you know, pomegranates. You want to add to the pomegranates. You can't add grapes to pomegranates. You have to add to other pomegranates. Min b'mino.
Why is this the halacha? There's a kasha?
Why is it this way?
Yeah.
I guess so. I didn't look into why. I just accepted it. I didn't look into why. I would imagine that the Tosefes is you're adding to the Hafrosha that you did. So to be myself on the Hafrosha that you did, you have to be myself the exact same thing.
Why am I doing it?
So according to the Gra, you're doing it to get to the share of Shishim.
And if I already have Shishim, so then it's not...
I don't think it makes a difference.
Number 8 says that if you add...
Yeah.
Then it's Iter, it's not
Tosefes. Yeah. I mean, that's basically it's a different category.
Right.
Iter Bikurim min b'sheinu mino. You could use a different min. And then you have a difference in the halachas. Tosefes Bikurim nechalas matara. It has to be in the matara exactly the way the kohanim have to be tahar, and it has to be tahar just like the bikurim themselves. Obutur min ha-demai, because it's racious. There's no din of demai. And I this is lav dafka demai. This is also true. This wouldn't be chayim true with some maestros either. The itur bikurim chayim in demai. But itur bikurim, they are chayim in demai. In other words, if you have an amaretz that brought bikurim, the kohen would have to take off maestros just like he has to do if he would buy, peiros from the shuk, from an amaretz. So that's another difference, okay? So you have Bikurim, Tosefes Bikurim, and Iter Bikurim. All right. Now, Let's see, here's a whole hagdama over here. Yeah. Yeah. So there's this introductory paragraph that says here, we'll just summarize it, that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon Naz have a machlokas whether you could do Iter Bikurim with Paris, which are not from the Shiras Aminim. So he says the yisod of the machlokas is, are you choshesh that if I see you're being ma'ater with Paris that are not from the Shiras Aminim, then I'm going to come to be matir, I'm going to come to me to bring Bikurim themselves from Paris, which are not from the Shiras Aminim, which would be, of course, a big mistake. So that kshash could also be with Iter Paris from Chutz La'aretz. Let's talk about grapes. So I have grapes that came from Chutz La'aretz. It's from the Shiras Aminim. So could I say, well, wait a second. You can't do, could I make up an Iser, or a kshash, according to Rabbi Kiva, for instance, who does not, now you can't, you'll come, if I'm going to see you bringing Iter Bikurim from Paris from Chutz La'aretz, you're going to end up bringing Paris from Chutz La'aretz for the Bikurim themselves. That's the Shaila. That's the introductory remark here. On Rabbi Yossi, Kol Am Amoidi, everybody agrees, Rabbi Kiva even will agree, that Ma'atran Asabi Kurim, Chutz La'aretz, that when it comes to Chutz La'aretz, Paris, you can do Iter. In other words, if you're using Paris of the Shiras Aminim, that is, right? Nobody makes a mistake to think you can bring Paris from Chutz La'aretz. That's just not a reasonable mistake to worry about.
Why am I doing this? In other words, this ma'atah using things that are not Bikurim, what's the aside?
Why are you doing Iter altogether? Is that your question?
Well, it's two things.
It's an adornment. It's a hitter mitzvah.
Look good.
Okay. And number two is, where's the hitter mitzvah if I'm using something that same mino, but it's not subject to be court? Because it's coming from a Chutz La'aretz.
It looks nice. It looks beautiful.
There's no sign on it that it says grapes from Chutz La'aretz.
No, he's asking how is it a hitter mitzvah to put a grape that's from Chutz La'aretz, because it looks good. That's all. It looks good.
Instead of tissue paper that you put on the bottom of the shalom.
There you go.
Aren't you potentially undercutting or undermining those items that are really subject to Bikurim? Maybe the stuff that's coming from Chutz La'aretz looks nice, like you said.
So where do they argue? They argue by Amun Umayyav. So Amun Umayyav here is a reference to the lands that were given to the Negev Neruvain, right? If you hold like Rosh Hashanah that you could do Iter with other minim, so then Ma'atran Asabi Kurim Anu Mayav, and you could use Amun Mayav Paris as well. And Ma'adamar Ein Ma'atran, except from Shiras Minim, where Bekiva Shita, then Ein Ma'atran Asabi Kurim Anu Mayav, you can't use Amun Mayav.
That wasn't considered Eretz Yisrael?
No, it was not considered as far as this halacha, it's not, because it's not Eretz Zavas Halavad Vash. Yeah. Next. Amar of Mana, Kolam Amaydu, Shem Achas of Bikurim, Me'amun Umayav, Shem Ne'adam, Toyin Lama, Shem Avi, and Bikurim, Me'amun Umayav. Everybody agrees you can't do Iter because people will make that mistake. Even if Shem Menanis, who is Matir to do things which are not from the Shiras Aminim, he will agree to Rabbi Kiva that there is a Kshash over here. Ma Pligin, Chutz La'aretz. He disagrees. He holds that Chutz La'aretz, that's where there's a Machlokes. You could do other things. You could use Chutz La'aretz. But next page, called Vava Manal. But the one who says you can't do Iter, the Kiva Shita, he will hold not. So there you have, a Machlokes within the Machlokes. When does it apply, right? We have one sheet that held it was Negeya Amun Umayyav, and one sheet that held it was Negeya Chutz La'aretz. And Mirz Hashem, Tomorrow night we will make a siyum on Bikurim.
Well, we're not having a party.
And maybe we'll bring in some, you know, just to have a zecher, you know, we'll have something, you know. I want to wish a yashkach to everybody here who participated and stuck it out for 2 years. And Yitzhak Hashem, we should be zecher.